and so somebody put money behind them and improved them. But anyway, we've been talking about YouTube threatens to shut down numerous people and demonetize. They're doing it every week. And they're shutting down a guy, a very good guy, Gabe Zolna. He's putting out 5 videos a day, 5 minutes. Somebody's putting out 20, he's putting out too many. He's overlapping, but he's a very good guy. But what he should do is get himself a radio program. But he was off completely there for a month. But Gabe Zolna, they call the Zolna Report. He's a pretty good guy. He's watching stuff. But there's too much to keep up with. And I'm doing this full time. But your average person cannot keep up with more than a few links, bloggers, etc. But Mike Adams is saying here, the Hell's Ranger Report, that's podcast, that's his broadcast on video, actual news, shown below is a Vimeo video, discusses the FBI's ongoing obstruction of justice, something that's now blowing up social media due to the reckless collusion of James Comey and Robert Mueller for pushing their President Trump-Russia collusion hoax. It also covers the extensive forensic science fraud that is routinely committed by the FBI's Forensic Analysis Division in order to falsely entrap and imprison innocent Americans. This is the people who organized the shooting and the murder of LaVoy Finicum in the Bundy Ranch situation. The FBI's domestic, recorded on video by the way, the FBI's domestic terror false flag operations, by the way, have also been uncovered by the New York Times. And yet, its YouTube isn't threatening to shut down the New York Times. Another disinformation, the biggest in the world probably, Washington Post, New York Times. There's another newspaper in Washington called the Washington Times, I think. Yeah. Pretty good. But in attempting to censor this podcast discussion, YouTube is contributing to the FBI corruption, science fraud, and collusion that has earned the agency the nickname of America's KGB. This is the same FBI that we now know colluded with the Obama administration to engineer fictitious Trump dossier so they could obtain the FISA warrant to spy on Trump's campaign officials. This was all engineered as part of what FBI officials secretly admitted was an insurance policy to overthrow the government, and YouTube is covering up for these treasonous actions being waged against the democratic elected government by their censorship. Shocking to see what's going on the way. And Mark Dice is monitoring this pretty closely. And now I notice if you press the subscribe to Mark Dice button, you're asked to register with Google, which is an algorithm to attack your computer. So I don't bother subscribing anymore, just go into them directly, or indirectly, I should say. But this is more of the skull degree, but I'm watching this pretty closely. The Health Ranger, that's the end of that page. But on this phrase, I keep repeating it because it's their phrase, not compatible with community standards. Try and go into court and define what that is. You couldn't do a thing with it. And they can just delete you at will. And they've got a crushing monopoly. There's no alternative to YouTube at the moment. And the fact that the FBI confiscated, this is Mike Adams going on again, the fact that Mike Adams... the fact that the FBI confiscated cell phones and mobile devices from the Mandalay Bay shooting witnesses, then scrubbed their devices before giving them back. The fact that the FBI also confiscated video footage from the Tropicana Hotel is the same scenario. Okay, we're coming up to the bottom of the hour break. I can barely hear that music. And we need to be back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your art,
can hear me, can you? Okay, okay, there you are. Okay, all right. couldn't hear me at all. Okay, back on the other system. Now we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, and we're just going through here some serious stuff about how YouTube are covering for the FBI, and Mike Adams of National News, the Health Ranger, as he calls himself, is explaining it here, and he's saying, he's making out seven key points here. The fact that the FBI confiscated cell phones and mobile devices from Mandalay Bay shooting witnesses, then scrubbed their devices before giving them back. The fact that the FBI also confiscated video footage from the Tropicana Hotel that captured the mass shooting events. The fact that the FBI similarly confiscated all video footage from all surveillance cameras that captured video of the Pentagon being struck during the 9/11 terrorist attack. To this day, none of that video footage has been released. They did the same in Oklahoma, by the way, the Oklahoma bombing, which is a dry run for 9/11. However, the FBI, and just a point, I have to make a point while I think of it. Gowdy, the great orator of the House, the Congress, and the Senate, He has spent the last year defending the FBI. That's not the FBI now, and that's not the FBI now. He doesn't even know what happened in Oklahoma, that Ryder truck was outside the building, had a minor explosion inside it. The bomb was inside the building. Any explosive expert would tell you that. I was involved in taking down, not with explosive, Molson breweries in Canada with a German company, and I know key people there who use explosive, and they just laugh when they see the explanation on the Oklahoma bombing. And regarding 9/11, that was modern high-tech micro-nukes used, and thermite and all the rest of it, and the lift shafts were lined with thermite under the guise of doing safety fire installation 2 years before. The guys were from the Middle East that did it, had no word of English, and were taken away to camps in the evening. And that was total setup. It took about a year, 18 months to set up 9/11. But anyway, Mike Adams going on with this list of collusions with the FBI. He says how the FBI continues to obstruct any release of video surveillance footage from the Mandalay Bay Las Vegas shooting. Why federal agents routinely confiscate video footage so they can control the narrative and spread lies that won't be contradicted by actual video footage taken by citizens. Well, they're up against it now with everybody having a camera and a video on their phone. How the FBI routinely fakes forensic evidence using fake hair analysis science and got caught committing scientific fraud. Why the American people are sick of being lied to by the FBI and corrupt government agencies. Sure. And they said a typical quote from the podcast, we only want the FBI to conduct an honest investigation. He's quoting from his own podcast here, Mike Adams. And to be transparent about their findings. But we also know that the FBI has been engaged in systematic fraud in terms of forensic evidence. For example, for decades, the FBI ran a hair analysis laboratory that was then exposed later as being a complete science fraud. And it says, according to YouTube, questioning any official narrative violates community guidelines. Oh, boy. This is Honecker's Germany again, yeah. Well, or Stalinist Russia, Stalinist Soviet Union, say. Russia is quite a progressive country now. It's not fair to compare it to the Soviet Union. That's what these pig-ignorant neocons just don't want to know and don't understand. The fact that YouTube is quoting Mike Adams again, he's speaking here, the fact that YouTube is attempting to remove this video and censor his video of his broadcast, censor the entire Health Ranger channel just proves that YouTube considers any questioning of official narratives to be violations of community guidelines. Truth is penalized, but lies are rewarded. How many YouTube videos currently promote the absolute lie that claims Trump colluded with the Russians to steal the election? Why is the big lie, the biggest lie in 2017, ever penalized by YouTube? Well, they're the purveyor of fake news. That's what they are. I'm part of the system. And I'll do two or three more stories related to this and move on to other sections then. Regarding this poisonous internet and assaults on our freedom and et cetera, and later on this continuing situation, damaging of young people and children with technology. It's crushing them, their emotional development. And it says, can Microsoft, this is an activist post, and of Catherine Fromovich, who's a bit long-winded, I'll try and edit it as I read it, can Microsoft Outlook Hotmail be considered an internet scam artist enabler? Of course they can. It says, please consider this a public service announcement, which internet email providers will not inform you about. But in my opinion, what goes on their platforms enhances their bottom lines for internet traffic, for which they invariably receive monetary rewards. So I should give out the phone number today. If you have anything to add to this, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And she's saying here, Catherine Fromovich, daily I receive over 100 email spams, scams, and downright fraudulent solicitations, which I never click on, but do investigate to see where or how they originate. And for many, they come from Microsoft non-reply account, which should be illegal, and which internet email providers must do something to correct and stop enabling scam artists to ply their trade. The other people involved in this kind of carry on is PayPal, as well with this conglomerate of fake news people. Here are a few examples of, well, she goes into a lot of people who sent her emails, etc. Just highlighting that point, that though they are part of the system. And there's a photograph of Mark Zuckerberg, Big Brother is watching you. And Henry McCow is writing a very good article here. The thanks to the internet, they know where you are and what you are thinking every moment of the day. And Henry McCow says, the Illuminati agenda is to enslave humanity mentally, spiritually, and ultimately physically. The internet is the ideal tool to identify and monitor every individual. They have begun to punish people who resist dispossession. According to GAB, I don't know if that is Twitter's strict new enforcement rules, will be going live in December 18th. Oh, right, today, tomorrow. Well, I'm not on any of those things, so I couldn't give a toss. Twitter will be judging user behavior both on and off their website, meaning if you visit another website that they don't like or show support for groups they don't like, you can get banned. This unprecedented level of censorship and blacklisting of groups from the public square is unlike anything in history. And it says, regimenting thought. He says, another aspect of the internet. 650 people were arrested in the UK in 2017 for posting something to the internet that was deemed to be by the government to be offensive. The homes of 36 people in Germany were raided for the same reason. People are losing their jobs and their livelihoods, the hallmark of a communist tyranny. Once cash is obsolete, and God forbid that happens, it will be easy to cut off and the digital bank accounts of recalcitrant individuals. As Edward Snowden says below, mass surveillance isn't about terrorism, which is usually state-sponsored. It's about social control. The West is already under communist control. We have entered the era of thought crimes. The way to resist is civil disobedience. Force them to prosecute hundreds of thousands of people. Do not take your loss of freedom lying down. Sure. And he's quoting Edward Snowden here. This is the reason mass surveillance doesn't work. You don't have to take my word for it. Particularly in the context of public communication, you can cite the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board's review, good Lord, of Section 21513, and their, I don't know what good that'll do, and their specific quotes, this is their words, we are aware of no instance which the mass surveillance program directly contributed to the discovery of a previously unknown terrorist plot or the disruption of a terrorist attack. Okay. These programs were never about terrorism. They are not effective for terrorism. Well, there's a statistic reason that the DHS has not picked up one terrorist in their entire activity since they were formed about 10 or 12 years ago. And he said, imagine yourself sitting at a desk and you have a little box and that lets you search anybody's email in the world. It lets you pull up their entire web history, anything they've ever typed into a search engine. You can read the messages they are typing on the Facebook as they do it. You can turn on the webcam on any private home. You can follow where everyone goes through their cell phone at any time. This is obviously an extraordinary, valuable mechanism of influence of power. That's what the NSA can do, basically, and GCHQ in Britain. What it doesn't do, though, is stop terrorist attacks. It's a total scam, most of the terrorist state-created. And this is one of the fundamental problems in the public debate. The officials who are promoting the desire and desire these capabilities recognize this. It'll give us an advantage in foreign intelligence collection. It'll allow us to compete on a stronger basis in the global economic market. There are arguments. These are arguments. They still might win because people may be okay with that bargain. That's fine. I don't care if you spy on foreigners. I don't care if you commit economic espionage, as long as it benefits us. And I don't care if you're a monitored protesters, because I don't agree with protesters. One other law it reminds me of. The American Supreme Court there 2 or 3 years ago approved the fact that the United States can invade any country in the world to retrieve anybody they're looking for, and they designate as an enemy of the United States for a crime. That's actually the law of the United States today, amongst many. In the wretched Patriot Act 1 and 2, etc. But this was an extra law put in by, I think it was during the Bush era. And another article of the FBI exposed as Obamesque KGB operation to bring down America. Time to disband the Bureau. J.D. Hayes is writing this article for Natural News, one of Mike Adams' key writers. Over the summer, we began to hear reports of anti-Trump malfeasance involving agents and officials with the FBI and the Department of Justice, the agency to which the FBI answers, supposedly answers the Department of Justice. Yeah, well, another wonderful operation with Jeff Sessions. In recent weeks, reports have intensified, and in recent days, hard evidence has emerged proving beyond a doubt that the FBI was obviously politicized and used by former President Barack Obama against his political enemies. Sure, well, he and Hillary Clinton. Tens of millions of Americans are dumbfounded after learning how corrupt the FBI especially has become. The final straw for many was a report earlier this week that noted counterintelligence agent Peter Stork, S-T-R-O-Z-O-K, Stork, cryptically discussed an insurance policy with the FBI lawyer Lisa Page in the text message that also implicated current Bureau Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. He's saying, quoting him here, saying, "I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, but there's no way, in brackets, Trump gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk." Stork wrote a page, a reference to an insurance policy against the Trump, well, a campaign of smear, that's what the insurance policy is. Including this guy, Christopher Steele, with the British Security Services, who's heavily involved. I wouldn't like to be him. I really would not like to be that Christopher Steele, who put the dossier together. He said this, on Wednesday during the House Judiciary Committee hearing featuring Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, this is the guy who put Mueller in to investigate Trump. His own government, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, blasted the DOJ official over the text message alone. "This is unbelievable," he said. "I think the public trust in this whole thing is gone." Later, during an appearance with Lou Dobbs on Fox News, Jordan dropped another bombshell. He said, this is Jim Jordan, Republican, congressman from Ohio, dropped another bombshell. He said he believed that the text and the other actions documented over the course of the past year proved once and for all that the FBI worked against the Republican Party during the 2016 presidential campaign. "Listen," he says, "you can't make this stuff up. It gets worse each and every day," Jordan told Dobbs. Related here, the man who outed Trump-hating FBI agent Peter Strux, S-T-R-Z-O-K. What deep down scares me, this is J.D. Hayes, is not writing this, J.D. Hayes writing for Fox News, said, "What deep down scares me, if this actually happened, the FBI has concerned effort with the people at the top to go after one party's nominee to help the other parties." Continued. There's been covering stories like this in RBN, and I've been about 25 years, I've been seeing stuff about the FBI. If that actually happens in the United States of America, and everything each and every day points more and more to likely that it is what took place. Okay, I'm overdoing it a bit. I'll just finish this article out. It's explaining a lot. And I think he said, Jordan by far is not alone. Tom Fitton, president of Government Watchdog Group, Judicial Watch, says he doesn't think special counsel Robert Mueller, who is leading the investigation into alleged Trump-Russia collusion that Rosenstein authorized, is the country's biggest problem. He says it's the FBI, and it ought to be. Yeah, well, Mueller's history is absolutely horrendous. It's as bad as Comey. And it ought to be disbanded after it was turned into the KBG-type operation by the Obama administration. Was that under J. Edgar Hoover? I mean, have these people lived long enough? In an appearance on Fox News Wednesday night, Fitton added, "Fusion GPS was a Hillary Clinton campaign vendor, and the DOJ was working hand in glove with it, perhaps paying them money." You're damn right they did. "The suspicion is that they were paying them money. Top DOJ official's wife was working with them. There was no distinction between the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Department of Justice and the FBI." I mean, yeah, that's quite obviously. And then the amount of people who have disappeared or committed suicide that were connected with the Clintons, it's something like 180. Forget about the FBI investigation into Clinton and Trump being compromised by these conflicts. I think the FBI is being compromised. Forget about sitting down, Mr. Mueller. Do we need to shut down the FBI because it was turned into a KGB-type operation by the Obama administration? It said it's clear, quoting a break here. Okay, we're going to the last break of the hour. We should be back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Back in from the break for the last few minutes of the first hour. But just summing up what we've been covering there, maybe some of those articles sound a bit disjointed, but it's crystal clear that Mueller, Comey, the Clintons, the FBI, and the DOJ were working together in the campaign. I mean, this is shocking. But it's what we suspected all along. But see, one of the last articles regarding relation to this, but this article here by Vicky Batts, of an actual news saying, 2017, the year of unprecedented assaults on your freedom. And she's saying here, in the year 2017, has shown us, if the year 2017 has shown us anything, is that many of our basic freedoms are slowly being infringed upon. I'm telling you, joking, woman, being on for 25 years. Whether it's to be overzealous governments cracking down on the crime of gardening on your own property or the liberal war on free speech, it's crystal clear that the freedom and liberty have been under attack at every turn. There's no doubt that untold numbers of people have been impacted by... of their freedom now. Here are some of the top stories that show just how the desecration of autonomy has gone. I mean, these people love using convoluted phrases. Anyway, mom jailed for not vaccinating her own child. This fall, medical freedom in the United States took a serious blow when a Detroit mom was jailed for a week after she refused to follow a court order requiring her to vaccinate her son. Rebecca Bredo, I remember reading this out at the time, the brave mom who fought against the corrupt judicial system poised against her parental rights, says she followed every state law regarding vaccinations and waivers, yet her ex-husband was still able to take her to court and demand that their child be vaccinated. After refusing to follow the court's mandate, Rebecca was jailed for 5 days. Meanwhile, her husband got temporary custody of their son and had him immunized. And another story, giving an example, a Florida court makes it illegal to grow food in your own front yard. I have that story here further down today. Multiple homeowners in Florida had run-ins with the law for the crime of gardening in their own front yards. Apparently, your property isn't as much yours as it is the government's. After a year-long dispute, a Florida court finally sided with the village of Miami Shores, rendering it illegal to have any vegetable garden on your own lawn. This egregious display of government overreach now not only violates property rights, but it is a massive strike against food and health freedoms. This is the farm industry and the military industrial complex going on here, and Agenda 21 of the United Nations. This is what it's about. And the raw milk goes to trial in Canada. In Canada, one man has been fighting for food freedom for many years. Michael Schmidt has been to the Canadian Province Court of Ontario. I used to live in Ontario myself, repeatedly for the crime of producing and distributing raw milk. And basically, we're coming up, I had a filter on there. We are coming up to the last break, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.